It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
The engineered COVID-19 scenario continues to be utilized by those in power to carry out countless agendas, forcing populations to become ever more dependent on government and forcing them to completely submit to it. These are core aspects of the objectives being carried out. What are the greatest and most immediate threats we collectively face? The commercial-free Global Alert News Hour starts now. And for the record, please don't blindly believe any facts presented on this broadcast. Investigate for yourself. From BusinessInsider.com and numerous other sources, Dr. Anthony Fauci says there's, quote, virtually no chance that COVID-19 will be eradicated. Dr. Anthony Fauci continues to tell us what will happen with pandemics, sometimes years before it happens. Anthony Fauci owns numerous vaccine-related patents and has been a government and big pharma insider for his entire career. I will continue to make the following points clear because they are core elements of the equations that are rapidly closing in on us all. Our former way of life is done. It's not coming back. We can accept that well or accept it poorly, but accept it we must. The paradigm of industrialized, militarized society was always an eventual death sentence if allowed to continue. Rapidly accelerating climate and environmental collapse due to countless forms of anthropogenic or human activity, we're already forcing societal unraveling. The engineered COVID scenario, systemic lockdown, and the push for forced vaccinations in order to control, degrade, and in some cases cull populations are all part of the power structure response to Earth's collapsing life support systems. The military-industrial complex, the medical-industrial complex, mainstream media, and agencies like the Centers for Disease Control are all one in the same. They do not exist for the greater good of the population. All are used to fortify the total control of the global power elite. All are components of an out-of-control cancer masquerading as our government and other governments. We are not powerless. Those at the top of the power pyramid do not have the right to decide who lives and who dies, unless populations continue to grant them this power. They, the power elite, those who control the printing of money, those who control militaries and thus countries, are increasingly vulnerable to a mass awakening of populations, and they know it. If we collectively focus our efforts and energies on what is within our sphere of control, we can yet fully expose the insanity that surrounds us. If we can expose it, we have a chance of halting it from the inside out. The power elite can only carry out their agenda with the active or passive cooperation of populations, which includes law enforcement and military personnel. Carrying out the unlawful, unconstitutional, and completely immoral dictates of the criminals in power must stop. Consider this quote from Edward Bernays. There are invisible rulers who control the destinies of millions. It is not generally realized to what extent the words and actions of our most influential public men and women are dictated by shrewd persons operating behind the scenes. That's exactly the scenario we have. Those in the highest political offices are simply power structure puppets. It doesn't matter what political stripe they wear. It's all simply a part of the divide and conquer strategy of those in power. Let's put some of the background puzzle pieces together to see what picture they form. First, remember, Dr. Anthony Fauci and the National Institute of Health contributed millions to the development of the, quote, gain of function COVID-19 characteristics. Labs in the U.S. and China were involved. Translation, this means the virus's jump to humans was engineered. It was not an act of nature. Next, in 2017, Dr. Fauci stated on film and on the record, quote, there will be a surprise pandemic during this presidency, end quote. I've played that several times already on this broadcast. With that in mind, that quote in mind, next, Fauci stated the following in a November 2019 interview. Listen closely.
Then the other thing that I aspirationally hope to be able to encounter is the ability to rapidly respond to something brand new, whether it's a brand new pandemic or, as you mentioned, a brand new attack upon us deliberately by bioterror.
As we consider what Anthony Fauci just stated, let's keep in mind his previous statements again. In 2017, there will be a surprise pandemic during this presidency, end quote. Keep in mind that Dr. Anthony Fauci owns numerous vaccine-related patents. Let's repeat what he stated a moment ago. Quote, I aspirationally hope to be able to encounter the ability to rapidly respond to something brand new, whether it's a brand new pandemic or a brand new attack on us deliberately by bioterror. He hopes so. That's what Dr. Anthony Fauci hopes for in November of last year, when we know our government already knew that this engineered pathogen was circulating. We absolutely know that from documents submitted by our government to Israel. They knew in November, months before they admitted to knowing. In fact, our government likely knew much sooner, in August of 2019, from the biopathogen leak from Fort Detrick, which the CDC shut Fort Detrick down for. That's the most likely scenario. But the bottom line is, Anthony Fauci states, quote, I aspirationally hope to be able to encounter, quote, the virus. Fauci hopes for this. Again, last week, Fauci stated that, quote, there is virtually no chance that COVID-19 will be eradicated. How does he know? How does he know so much, so often, so far ahead of time? From multiple sources, this new headline, COVID-19 alerts, recovered patients could suffer chronic health effects for the rest of their lives. From that report, to date, more than 1.6 million individuals around the world have been deemed recovered from the SARS-CoV-2 virus infection. However, conquering the initial sickness may be just the first of many battles for those who have survived. That's from Thailand Medical News. We can't confirm whether or not this is accurate. The severity of this pathogen and the many variations of this pathogen that we now know are also circulating, perhaps several dozen, are certainly all being used for many agendas of societal lockdown and total control. And that's the bottom line. And what's behind the desperate push for that lockdown and control at this particular juncture? We'll get to that. First, about pathogens and the contraction of those pathogens, which for all we know have been dumped on us for decades, creating low-level sickness throughout society. But remember and consider this, previously covered on this broadcast, even with the recent peer-reviewed science studies revealing that those who got a flu vaccine were 36% more likely to contract the COVID virus and 51% more likely to contract pneumonia, forced experimental vaccinations are still coming for us all. Ask yourself, do you really believe you know what will be in that vial and what consequences to your health it will cause? Let's move on to more pieces of the puzzle. New from many sources. Trump to name vaccine czar, a former medical industrial complex executive that admitted to felony crimes in a $3 billion settlement with the Department of Justice. This goes hand in hand with the former big pharma lobbyist that the president appointed to run the Human and Health Services Agency. So much for draining the swamp, Mr. Trump. And again, all presidents, all of them. Power structure puppets in the play. We must all clear the lens through which we see the world. We must all wipe the slate of our programming, our conditioning, our biases clean. We must see the world clearly. We must get past the orchestrated left, right, Democrat, Republican, conservative, liberal, engineered paradigm designed to divide and polarize the populations, which is what it has done. John F. Kennedy was the last president to truly draw a line in the sand with a power structure, and how long did he live? Not long. Another headline. President Trump mobilizing U.S. military to deliver coronavirus vaccine. Consider the ramifications of that headline. More on that later in the broadcast. And there's this new report to consider from defense.gov. Quote, Department of Defense awards $138 million contract enabling profiled syringes for future COVID-19. Why is the Department of Defense involved in any of this? If that headline doesn't alarm you, it should. Now consider this 2020 headline from the New York Times and other sources. Quote, President Trump on vaccines, from skeptic to cheerleader. Who has taken credit for influencing President Trump's about-face on vaccine dangers? None other than Bill Gates, the same Bill Gates whose vaccination programs in India inflicted an estimated 496,000 innocents with permanent injury and paralysis. What happened to Trump's Vaccine Safety Commission? When President Trump was elected, he contacted Robert Kennedy and asked him to run his Vaccine Safety Commission. Unfortunately, the Safety Commission never got off the ground. Robert F. Kennedy stated this about the Vaccine Safety Commission that never happened. Quote, I agreed to do it, but immediately after that, Pfizer, that's Big Pharma, wrote a $1 million check to his, Trump's, inauguration committee. Trump then appointed a Pfizer lobbyist, Alex Azar, to run the Human Health Services Agency, and he handpicked a Pfizer insider, Scott Gottlieb, to run the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. As soon as they were installed in their posts, they shut down the Vaccine Safety Commission and any other questioning of vaccines. Again, so much for draining the swamp. It's not being drained, it's being filled to overflowing. Again, Bill Gates has, on the record, taken credit for convincing President Trump to eliminate the creation of a Vaccine Safety Commission. Let's take a moment to consider the Bill and Melinda Gates vaccine assault on the African youth. First, consider this September 2018 UK Guardian headline, quote, the African youth boom. What's worrying Bill Gates? Half the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation spending goes to Africa. During the Gates 2002 AfriVac vaccination campaign in sub-Saharan Africa, Gates operatives forcibly vaccinated thousands of African children against meningitis. Many of the children vaccinated developed paralysis. Kenya's Catholic Doctors Association accused the World Health Organization, which Bill Gates is the largest single contributor to in the world, of chemically sterilizing millions of unwilling Kenyan women with a, quote, tetanus vaccine campaign. Independent labs found a sterility formula in every vaccine tested. After denying the charges, the World Health Organization finally admitted it had been developing the sterility vaccines for over a decade. Similar accusations came from Tanzania, Nicaragua, Mexico, and the Philippines. In 2010, the Gates Foundation funded a phase 3 trial of GSK's experimental malaria vaccine, killing 151 African infants and causing serious adverse effects, including paralysis, seizure, and febrile convulsions to 1,048 of the 5,949 children vaccinated. In 2010, Gates committed $10 billion to the World Health Organization, saying, quote, we must make this the decade of vaccines, end quote. In 2014, the Gates Foundation funded tests of experimental HPV vaccines on 23,000 young girls in remote Indian provinces. Approximately 1,200 suffered severe side effects, including autoimmune and fertility disorders. 7 died. Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci both repeatedly stated on the record that global pandemics, quote, would happen during this presidency. Again, Gates conducted the Event 201, a mock coronavirus global pandemic drill, on October 18th of last year, only weeks before anyone supposedly had any idea the COVID-19 pandemic was unfolding, a narrative which has been proven to be a lie. And Fauci, responsible for providing millions in funding through the National Institute of Health for the engineering of the, quote, gain-of-function COVID virus characteristic that allowed it to jump to humans. This is peer-reviewed science study fact of record, not theory or conjecture. Mainstream media won't say a word about any of this. And now Bill Gates, who has helped to fund organizations that have patented engineered versions of pathogens, who, with Dr. Fauci, holds, again, numerous vaccine-related patents, are telling us that our lives will not go back to, quote, normal until the entire global population has been vaccinated for COVID-19, a proven engineered pathogen of which there have already been as many as several dozen versions identified, meaning any notion of being able to vaccinate against it is futile and pointless, unless, of course, the primary purpose of the vaccine is not about preventing COVID-19. A reminder, what was the actual cause of the so-called 1918 Spanish flu? That was not actually the flu and did not originate in Spain, but rather came from Fort Riley in the U.S. The proven cause of record was an experimental bacterial meningitis vaccine. The vaccine used was made in the laboratory of the Rockefeller Institute between January 21st and June 4th of 1918. Dr. Frederick L. Gates, some speculate related to the current Gates, reported an experiment in which soldiers were given 3 doses of bacterial meningitis vaccine. Gates wrote that the men in the experiment showed flu-like symptoms, including cough, vomiting, and diarrhea after receiving the vaccine. These symptoms are a disaster for men living in barracks, traveling on the trains to the Atlantic coast, sailing to Europe, and living in and fighting in trenches. According to a 2008 National Institute of Health paper, bacterial pneumonia was the killer in a minimum of 92.7% of the autopsies of those who died of the so-called Spanish flu between 1918 and 1919. Ultimately, the Rockefeller Institute vaccine concoction killed 50 to 100 million via bacterial lung infections from 1918 to 1919. And here's another fun fact for the record. Researchers have concluded that Bill Gates is a distant relative of the Rockefellers. Connections between the Gates Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation exist today. I'm sure all just coincidence. So here's the bottom line about the so-called Spanish flu official narrative. A pack of blatant lies to cover up the biological warfare that those in power have been carrying out against populations of the world for over a century. But many would ask, what about the polio vaccine? Didn't that prove how wonderful and safe vaccines are? Absolutely not. America's first polio vaccine led to 40,000 cases of polio, leaving 200 children with varying degrees of paralysis and killing 10. Then this question comes up on the same subject. Were polio vaccinations the actual cause of polio cases being reduced in the 50s? No. The halt of the DDT pesticide was. DDT poisoning victims were being mass misdiagnosed as polio victims. When the DDT poisoning stopped, official sources claimed the vaccine against polio was working. Again, another official lie. How much good is the polio vaccine doing today? Listen carefully to this headline from ABC News and many other sources. November 25th of last year, 2019, quote, "More polio cases now caused by vaccine than by wild virus." From that report, 4 African countries have reported new cases of polio linked to the oral vaccine. As global health numbers show, there are now more children being paralyzed by viruses originating in the vaccines than in the wild. And let's not lose sight of the vaccine increased correlation to the autism explosion. Autism has increased by over 40,000% since the mid-1970s. Yes, 40,000%. The increase has been in direct correlation to the increase in vaccines that absolutely contain proven neurotoxins like mercury and aluminum. Let's stop for a moment to again consider what fate may await us with the COVID-19 vaccination concoction. Even if we can find a way to avoid the forced vaccination assault, we can't hide from what's being sprayed into our skies by the climate engineers. Aluminum, barium, strontium, manganese, and many other toxic elements. Polymers being found in human hearts. Billions of polymer nanoparticulates now being found in human hearts, which is related to those most susceptible to the COVID pathogen. All of this is connected. And these elements have been found in the environment, proven by lab testing on the ground and at altitude. There is no place to hide. GeoengineeringWatch.org has conducted atmospheric experiments with a NOAA, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration flying lab, and confirmed these elements at altitude being dispersed from heavy aircraft. It is real. It is ongoing. What are the true agendas being carried out? Bill Gates has stated on the record that vaccinations were one of the methods by which global populations could be reduced by 10 to 15%. With that in mind, consider this May 13th, 2019 headline from uspoliticsandnews.com. Quote, "Why didn't Bill Gates vaccinate his own children?" Question mark. The admission came from the Gates family's personal physician in Seattle who was speaking behind closed doors with other doctors at a symposium. An individual at the conference leaked the conversation, so the doctor himself technically did not violate doctor-patient confidentiality rules. The doctor reportedly told his colleagues, quote, "I don't know if he, Gates, had them vaccinated as adults, but I can tell you he point-blank refused to vaccinate them as children," end quote. Though the validity of this report cannot be confirmed with complete certainty, there are many reports to confirm that the global elite do not vaccinate their children. Moving on, consider this headline from multiple sources. Ousted Human and Health Services, HHS, official warns of, quote, darkest winter in modern history, end quote, if proper virus steps not taken. What is this headline meant to accomplish? To instill yet more fear into populations, prompting them to submit to and accept societal lockdowns and very soon forced vaccinations. The completely engineered coronavirus pandemic serves countless agendas for those in power. How obvious could that fact be? For the entire span of our existence, geoengineeringwatch.org has stated, on the record, when climate and environmental collapse reached the point where the current paradigm could no longer be maintained, power structure desperation would go exponential. Geoengineering Watch has repeatedly stated on the record over the course of many years that the power structure desperation would likely come in the form of global conflict, false flag events, and the release of engineered pathogens, and now forced, highly dangerous vaccinations. Let's again consider this headline from last week. Trump says military will be mobilized to deliver coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year. From that report, Trump states, quote, it's a massive job to give this vaccination. He further states, our military is now being mobilized so that at the end of the year, we'll be able to give it, i.e. the vaccine, to a lot of people very, very rapidly, end quote. The White House is also working on ensuring that there are enough syringes to administer the vaccine, according to the president. Again, if all of this doesn't alarm you, it absolutely should, that the U.S. military and the Department of Defense is going to be involved with force vaccinating the U.S. population with a concoction that we can only guess at what's inside it, with a vaccine record of all the characters involved, a record of death, destruction, permanent injury, paralysis, going back decades. Are you going to submit to this? Do you really believe this is being done for your benefit? I hope all hear what I'm about to say. Allowing yourself and your children to be force vaccinated with a toxic brew of elements produced by a malevolent power structure that over 30 years ago exempted itself from any legal liability for all death and injury they cause. This is insanity. To submit to this is total insanity. Allowing such an injection will not put our lives back to normal. It will only accelerate our common demise. That is, in fact, the objective of those that are truly in power. But consider and remember, they can only accomplish this if the majority of the population continues to actively or passively follow the morally bankrupt dictates of the power structure. The former reality, our former way of life, is gone. It's not coming back. It was never sustainable. Now, it is a question of near-term survival. Climate and environmental collapse will remain the bottom line. The power structure will continue every imaginable effort to control and cull populations in a vain attempt to ensure their own survival. Deep division will develop between those in societies who choose to blindly accept power structure dictates and forced vaccinations and those who justifiably refuse both. This division will drive a wedge further into an already fractured societal paradigm. All of this further serves the agendas of those in power. The truth on the most dire issues we collectively face is what those who control the most money say it is. Never forget that. Those who control money supplies control media. Thus, they control the narrative. Thus, they control public opinion, which in turn enables them to carry out draconian and deadly agendas against the very populations that are either actively or passively facilitating their own demise by actually helping to carry out the power structure agendas. How wonderful is healthcare in the U.S.? Consider this 2013 report. New health rankings of 17 nations. The U.S. is dead last. And it's worse now. Dead last of 17 industrialized nations. Again, those in power could not carry out their agendas without the active or passive support of majority population. We have seen the enemy, and he is us. Don't forget that. As dire as the challenges from the engineered COVID-19 scenario are, we will very soon face far greater threats. Earth's climate and life support systems are unraveling by the day. Global climate engineering operations, man's attempt to play God with the climate and weather and use weather as a weapon, are further fueling the environmental and climate collapse, while simultaneously contaminating every breath we take. Massively powerful atmospheric microwave transmissions used to manipulate the climate engineering materials and upper-level wind currents compound the threat from above. Finally, in addition to the highly toxic climate engineering, heavy metal and polymer nanoparticles being sprayed into our atmosphere, our biological elements, i.e. pathogens, also a component of the atmospheric aerosol spraying operations. Why would we think otherwise? Given the fact that historical data proves the U.S. military has routinely carried out open-air biological testing on U.S. civilians. Literally hundreds of tests. Not my opinion. Historical fact. Please don't believe me. Please take the time to actually and objectively investigate. Many of those who are already awake, aware of what is unfolding and why, feel as if they are caught between the proverbial hammer and the anvil, caught between global power structures that are criminally insane and completely out of control, and populations that are still largely unwilling to even face reality, let alone stand in solidarity against the insanity that is tightening the noose around our collective necks with each passing day. Countless individuals in elected offices, official agencies, academia, and mainstream media continue to betray humanity and the entire web of life by their denial of the fact that COVID-19 came from a lab and not from nature. By their denial of proven and extensive vaccine dangers. By their denial of the ongoing climate engineering weather warfare assault. By their denial of the EMF microwave radiation dangers, by their denial of fluoridated water dangers, toxic food, toxic water, the list is endless. And in general, by their denial and total omission of expanding and completely out of control governmental criminality. Even criminals like Deborah Birx, herself a part of the engineered COVID lockdown scenario, stated this about other factions of the criminal cabal that is masquerading as the U.S. government. In a White House coronavirus task force meeting, Birx said, quote, "There is nothing from the Centers for Disease Control that I can trust," end quote. Many in the CDC and other governmental agencies should be in prison. Deborah Birx should be in prison. Anthony Fauci should be in prison. Individuals like Bill Gates should absolutely be in prison. The list of individuals in our government and working with our government that have actively or passively contributed to countless forms of chaos, mayhem, and murder all over the globe is endless. Consider the following action and quote that is attributed to Joseph Stalin. Bear with me, the point will be clear in a moment. Stalin once ripped all the feathers off a live chicken as a lesson to his followers. He then set the chicken on the floor a short distance away. The chicken was bloodied and suffering immensely. Yet when Stalin began to toss some bits of wheat toward the chicken, it followed him around. He, Stalin, said to his followers, quote, "This is how easy it is to govern stupid people. They will follow you no matter how much pain you cause them, so long as you throw them a little worthless treat once in a while," end quote. The story and the Stalin quote is attributed to the anti-Stalinist author Aitmatov. Did it happen? Did Stalin say this for certain? We can't know. But the point has still been made, and it remains an extremely troubling and perplexing reality. Governments are a form of state-sponsored mafia, complex crime syndicates that masquerade as being benevolent when they are anything but. And even now, how many there are who blindly submit to the tyrannical dictates of power brokers with the most malevolent motives imaginable. State-sponsored mass murder. How do those in power, in their own minds, justify the war they are waging against global populations? They know, based on frontline environmental data, that mass die-off of the human race and much or all of the web of life is now not only unavoidable on the current course, but already unfolding at blinding speed. Now they, those in power, those who control the central bankers and thus entire countries, believe it is their right to decide who lives and who dies. If the majority of global populations continue to support the insanity, either actively or passively, we will very soon reach the end of the road. And again, consider this on-target quote from Edmund Burke. "All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." A statement of wisdom we would all do well to consider very deeply. With the COVID-19, quote, contact tracing provisions that are being set up, our government can claim that I, you, or anyone else has been somewhere or crossed paths with someone that agencies say may, could, may, might have been infected. our government plans to then use this as a premise to intrude, to be able to invade anyone's home they wish to. And if they wish, to remove anyone from that home that they say could, may, might have been in the same location as someone who could, may, might have been infected. Is this part of the engineered COVID-19 agenda clear yet? Our government is orchestrating the framework to be able to forcefully remove and restrain virtually anyone they wish to, virtually ignoring any and all constitutional rights and due process. As I have previously stated in numerous Geoengineering Watch broadcasts, the U.S. population is the greatest potential threat to the power structure if they would get past the orchestrated political and media theater, fully awaken to what is being done to them, and band together in an all-important effort to expose and halt the insanity. In an all-important effort to expose and hold legally and morally accountable each and every perpetrator of the insanity, no matter how high they are on the political power pyramid. The engineered and orchestrated COVID-19 scenario has provided the power structure a means of controlling and further fracturing the already divided U.S. population. From the SeattleTimes.com, to reopen, Washington State restaurants will have to keep a log of customers to aid in contact tracing. This is the era of the brown shirts coming back to us. The police surveillance state is being set up. From numerous sources, Washington governor to residents, COVID test deniers will not be allowed to leave home to get groceries. Total government control, forcing total population dependence on the government. Again, a recap of a few of the primary agendas being carried out. Total societal lockdown and control, total elimination of public protests against rapidly worsening government tyranny, the facilitation of total societal dependence on governments, thus total submission to criminal agendas like forced vaccinations and involuntary detentions. And there is this headline from yesterday, quote, Bill Gates and Rockefeller plan to track Americans. The list goes on and on. Next, on another aspect of this equation we face, masks are being forced on societies around the globe. Are they actually helping or in fact doing far more harm than good? The scientifically verifiable harm the masks are causing will shock you. Stay tuned. First, to each and every individual that is doing their best to stay informed, to wake others, and to help turn the tide, thank you more than I can say. It is our collective efforts that can yet make a difference. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour, episode number 249, May 16th, 2020. As always, in this broadcast, news that covers the issues we must face if we're to have any chance of changing course. This commercial-free frontline news broadcast is brought to you by GeoengineeringWatch.org and paid for by GeoengineeringWatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM, Saturday mornings from 6 to 7, Sunday mornings, same time slot, repeat broadcast. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio section so you can listen anytime you want. The latest geoengineeringwatch.org awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Printed, credible, compelling imagery is far more effective than anything you can verbally communicate. These materials are an exceptional key to the door to waking others up. Again, available on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. This broadcast is also aired on the East Coast Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time by the PRN Radio Network, and other broadcasters are picking it up. We certainly offer the broadcast for free to any broadcaster. Our only goal is to sound the alarm. Now about the face masks. Listen carefully. From numerous sources, the World Health Organization stands by recommendation to not wear masks if you are not sick or not caring for someone who is sick. Next, listen carefully to the following list of consequences that are directly attributed to wearing masks. Our thanks to internationally recognized board-certified neuroscientist Dr. Russell Blaylock for providing this critically important information. Wearing face masks can, quote, cause hypoxia in some patients, can cause hypercapnia in those same patients, can, quote, impair one's immunity, harmful respiratory viruses and bacteria as well, good ones and bad ones, when exhaling, thus forcing the viruses and the bacteria to be rebreathed again and again instead of being excreted from the body's respiratory systems, can increase the concentration of potentially harmful viruses in the nasal passages, which then increase the likelihood of those viruses entering the brain via the olfactory nerves. i.e. through the nasal passages. So let's consider the excerpts from Blaylock's report about mask wearing and ask ourselves, why haven't academia and the bought and paid for CDC and other agencies, the bought and paid for politicians, journalists, etc., why haven't they told us about the downsides of requiring, under penalty of law, the wearing of masks by perfectly healthy, uninfective, asymptomatic people, especially those that are living in areas of the country where the risk of coming in contact with a case of COVID-19 is 1 in 10,000 or even lower? And what about other anti-COVID strategies that have been planned by these same full-time, quote, professional COVID-19 pandemic cheerleaders? One, quote, flattening the curve, thus decreasing the chances for herd immunity and also increasing the chances for the well-propagandized theoretical second wave. Two, testing large percentages of the population, even asymptomatic people, with unaffordable, unreliable test kits that are notoriously flawed, and now we know in many cases shipments were actually infected, some even with the COVID-19 virus itself. The tests, because of their many false positives and also false negatives, are ensuring that more and more people will erroneously be diagnosed with COVID, when in reality, many of the test positive cases will simply be due to a recent common cold from a benign coronavirus. Three, doing intrusive, aggressive, and costly contact tracing of asymptomatic, uninfected persons that had a false positive test. And again, this is, there's much more to that. This is a way that they can pull anyone they want from the house claiming that they were in contact with someone infected. This is simply the police state being put into place. Four, aggressively propagandizing the public in order to increase the demand for the inevitably flawed, poorly tested, fast-tracked, highly profitable vaccine. Profitable, that is, for the patent holders and the investors of big pharma and medical technology stock, including those at the CDC, the World Health Organization, GAVI, Bill Gates, and company. Noting importantly that there has never been a vaccine developed for any coronavirus infection in the entire history of coronavirus epidemics. Let's double back to the consequences of healthy individuals being forced to wear face masks. Again, more statements, direct quotes by internationally recognized and award-winning neuroscientist Dr. Russell Blaylock. He said, quote, researchers found that about a third of the workers developed headaches with the use of the mask. Most had pre-existing headaches that were worsened by the mask. And 60% required pain medications for relief. As to the cause of the headaches, while straps and pressure from the mask could be causative, the bulk of the evidence points toward hypoxia and or hypercapnia as the cause. That is a reduction in blood oxygenation, hypoxia again, or an elevation in blood CO2, that's hypercapnia. He said this also, it is known that the N95 mask, if worn for hours, can reduce blood oxygenation as much as 20%, which can lead to a loss of consciousness. Dr. Blaylock's report continues, quote, unfortunately, no one is telling the frail, elderly, and those with lung disease, such as COPD, emphysema, or pulmonary fibrosis, of these dangers when wearing facial masks of any kind, which can cause a severe worsening of lung function. This also includes cancer patients and people having had lung surgery, especially with partial resection or even removal of the whole lung. The importance of these findings is that a drop in oxygen levels, i.e. hypoxia, is associated with an impairment in immunity. Studies have shown that hypoxia can inhibit the type of main immune cells used to fight viral infections called the CD4+ T lymphocyte. This occurs because the hypoxia increases the level of a component called hypoxia inducible factor 1, that's HF-1, which inhibits T lymphocytes and stimulates a powerful immune inhibitor cell called TREGs. This sets the stage for contracting any infection, including COVID-19, and making the consequences of that infection much graver. In essence, your mask may very well put you at an increased risk of infections, and if so, having a much worse outcome. Dr. Blaylock continues with the consequences of forcing populations to wear masks. Quote, people with cancer, especially if the cancer has spread, will be at further risk from prolonged hypoxia as the cancer grows best in a microenvironment that is low in oxygen. Low oxygen also promotes inflammation, which can promote the growth, invasion, and spread of cancer. Repeated episodes of hypoxia have been cited as a significant factor in atherosclerosis, and hence increases all cardiovascular, i.e. heart attacks, and cerebrovascular, i.e. strokes, diseases in individuals. Blaylock continues, there is another danger to wearing these masks on a daily basis, especially if worn for several hours. When a person is infected with a respiratory virus, they will expel, again, some of the virus with each breath. If they are wearing a mask, especially an N95 mask or other tightly fitting mask, they will be constantly rebreathing the viruses, raising the concentration of the virus in the lungs and the nasal passages. We know that people who have the worst reactions to the coronavirus have the highest concentration of the virus early on, and this leads to the deadly cytokine storm in a selected number of individuals. Dr. Blaylock then states this, quote, it gets even more frightening. Newer evidence suggests that in some cases the virus can enter the brain. In most instances, it enters the brain by way of the olfactory nerves, the smell nerves, i.e. through your nose, which connect directly with the area of the brain dealing with recent memory and memory consolidation. By wearing a mask, the exhaled viruses will not be able to escape and will concentrate in the nasal passages, enter the olfactory nerves, and travel into the brain, end quote. Think about all of that when you choose to blindly believe the official narrative that we should all wear masks everywhere, all day, everywhere we go. Think of the consequences that we are not being told about. And again, the World Health Organization continues to stand by its recommendation to not wear masks if you are not sick or not caring for someone who is sick. Think about that. There is an engineered pathogen in play, in fact, many versions of it, but numbers manipulation are also occurring to serve the societal lockdown agenda being carried out by power structures around the globe. What steps can we actually take to protect ourselves? Steps which official agencies and the mainstream media weapon of mass deception are not informing us of. From childrenshealthdefense.org, quote, vitamin D deficiency is associated with COVID-19 severity and mortality. Also, vitamin C, major factor in defense against not just COVID-19, but many other ailments and potential pathogens. Melatonin, the element that is helping to regulate immune systems, which is the factor that has so far exempted many of the youth from the most severe symptoms and consequences. Also, zinc, primary element that inhibits virus intrusion into our cells. Very basic building blocks that can help defend us from the insanity that we are not being told about by elected officials, mainstream media, or the medical industrial complex. Next, more damage control being carried out in the form of disinformation from the bought and paid for science community and the bought and paid for mainstream media. Not all the science community. I want to extend my deepest gratitude to those that are showing the courage to stand up and start to expose the lies, the deception, but so many are not yet doing that, and they need to. Consider this headline from the UK Guardian and other sources, quote, scientists concerned that coronavirus is adapting to humans. From that report, scientists have found evidence for mutations in some strains, again indicating there are multiple strains, of coronavirus that suggest the pathogen may be adapting to humans after spilling over from bats. Again, virtually volumes of documentation and science studies prove beyond doubt that COVID-19 was produced in labs located in U.S. and Wuhan with millions of funding from the National Institute of Health. It is not a random act of nature. But not surprisingly, in this report from multiple sources, there's this final paragraph of total damage control disinformation. It states, last month, an international team of scientists, again, the bought and paid for kind, used genetic analysis to show that the coronavirus likely originated in bats and was not made in a lab, as some, quote, conspiracy theorists have claimed. Definition, power structure definition of a conspiracy theorist. Any source of information that disputes and or proves the official narrative is a lie is labeled a, quote, conspiracy theorist, and too much of the population is willing to accept that programming idiocy. Please get past that. Please investigate for yourself. We're running out of time. The gain of function characteristic in the COVID-19 virus was absolutely, positively created in a lab. It was not a random act of nature. I had about 24 global economic collapse headlines. Of course, all of the collapse being blamed on the engineered COVID-19 virus, but in fact, collapse was already unfolding. The COVID engineered COVID scenario just provides cover for those in power, a scapegoat, if you will. Industrialized, militarized society and its grinding up of our habitat, our life support systems, in order to keep it going, had already pushed us over the edge. We were in virtual free fall. Now, I can't cover all these headlines. I'm rapidly running out of time. But here's the bottom line of global mortality. This headline from last week, malnutrition, leading cause of death and ill health worldwide. And consider and remember that the global climate engineering, aka weather warfare, aka biological warfare operations, which are decimating crop production and thus food supplies. And again, climate engineering, disrupting the hydrological cycle, facilitating the burn down of forests all over the globe, destroying the ozone layer, releasing immense UV radiation, which is killing plankton, which is dropping the bottom of the food supply chain out of the oceans, which is crushing fisheries, dominoes falling in every direction. The climate engineering assault, collapsing climate and environment, all core aspects in what we face, including the engineered COVID scenario. And on that subject, here's another headline attempting to blame nature or some natural occurrence for the constant introduction of these out of nowhere pathogens. From the UK Independent and other sources, global warming could unleash viruses that have lain dormant for millennia, warned scientists. The report states, as the Arctic Circle melts, other infectious agents, some of which may have caused global epidemics in the past, could be exposed, spelling disaster, say scientists. This is absolutely bought and paid for propaganda from criminal cowards who, for a paycheck and pension, will say or do anything. The ranks of academia is filled with such cowards. I'm not pointing the finger at all of academia, but the rest of academia, those that still have a conscience and a sense of honor, need to band together and stand up together while it can still make a difference. Because so many within your ranks have joined the legions of criminal cowards that run these state-sponsored mafias masquerading as governments all over the globe. And in regard to that kind of criminal activity, this side note, the Trump regime has just blocked a proposed global ceasefire Security Council resolution to assure that no interference in its imperial wars on humanity would take place. Think about that. Next headline. A grim new normal ahead, worse than Orwell's 1984, unprecedented global poverty and human misery. From that report, quote, greater depression than the 1930s, hundreds of millions thrown out of work in the U.S., West, and worldwide. The report states these are no ordinary times. What's unfolding in real time could hardly have been imagined pre-New Year's Day. There's never been anything remotely like it in our lifetimes. Economic hard times like nothing ever experienced may continue long-term for ordinary people in the West and elsewhere. Total disinformation. This is not a bump in the road. It was already unfolding before the engineered COVID scenario was thrown at it, and it is not going back to normal. Never. No mention in any of these types of headlines that, oh, by the way, the climate and environment, i.e. Earth's life support systems, are completely collapsing, being further fueled by the climate engineering, a.k.a. weather warfare, insanity happening above our heads. On that note, climate and environmental collapse from Vice.com. This new headline, the planet is probably in worse shape than we can even predict. Really. We've stated so at geoengineeringwatch.org for well over a decade. It's exponentially worse than anything we're being officially told. Again, the bottom line to our collective futures is biosphere collapse, collapse of Earth's life support systems. The blind spot of the clinically insane is this: no comprehension of the consequences of their actions, even to themselves. Complex agendas of complete control over populations mean nothing on a dead planet. All objectives and agendas then become moot. Species extinction rate today, 200 to 300 species of plant, animal, and insect going extinct every single day. The 0 hour for no wildlife left on planet Earth, i.e. functionally extinct, on the current trajectory before what happened in Australia happened, is 2026. Insect population apocalypse has already happened all over the globe. 80 to 90% decline, aquatic and terrestrial insects. If the insects can't survive, how long do we think we will be here? Ocean and freshwater ecosystem collapse occurring all over the globe. Ozone layer collapse is accelerating. climate engineering making that factor worse as well. Atmospheric oxygen is decreasing rapidly for many reasons, all of them related to anthropogenic activity, with climate engineering at the top of that list as well. Formerly frozen tundra and seabed methane deposits are rapidly thawing and releasing into the atmosphere. There are enough methane hydrate deposits to turn the planet into a lifeless ball of rock 100 times over. Climate engineering also further fueling that process. Crop yields are collapsing. No functional environment and habitat, no humans. Very simple equation. If the human race remains on the current course, soon, very soon, paychecks and pensions will mean exactly nothing. Wait and see. During the orchestrated election theaters of the absurd, how many times have we heard, quote, it's the economy, stupid, as if that's the bottom line priority to our existence. What a colossal lie, when in fact, it's the environment and Earth's ability to support life, stupid. That is and always has been the bottom line. Each successive administration, and most of all this administration, has been a part of the stock market casino of fiat money printing and companies buying their own stocks with free money from the so-called Federal Reserve, i.e. private bankers. The whole Ponzi scheme was always a snake eating its own tail. What's unfolding is exactly what GeoengineeringWatch.org has warned about for well over a decade. The engineered COVID-19 pandemic is being used to carry out many agendas for the power structure, providing a scapegoat for the collapse of the false paradigm of the, quote, perpetual growth on a finite planet with finite resources paradigm. This is one of their objectives, again, to provide cover for what's unfolding. Industrialized, militarized society can only exist if it can continue to plunder the planet. As the planet's resources, environment, climate, and life support systems fail, industrialized, militarized society must collapse. And indeed, it is collapsing. GeoengineeringWatch.org has stated this on the record for the entire span of our existence. Native American John Hollihorn stated this, quote, someday the earth will weep. She will beg for her life. She will cry with tears of blood. You will make a choice if you will help her or let her die. And when she dies, you too will die. My thanks to the activist Gottacomb for bringing that quote to my attention. Look up, look toward our skies. The filth that is so often in our skies, the lingering, spreading, sprayed particulate dispersions from geoengineering jet aircraft is not hard to see if the eyes are open and the power structure's programmed mental filters are removed. To temporarily cool things down, patented processes of chemical ice nucleation seeding into the flows of moisture are commonly used, thus the temperature whiplash scenarios, and often large hail or artificially nucleated snow, often beginning to fall at far above freezing temperatures, and often with heavy atmospheric spraying, featureless and commonly rainless skies are above. Welcome to solar radiation management. The paradox is this. Every engineered cooldown comes at the cost of further overall planetary warming due to further destruction of the planet's natural life support systems. The climate engineering fallout contains many toxic elements, heavy metals, polymers, and also surfactants, all proven in lab testing. In regard to the surfactant fallout, it causes foaming rain runoff when the fallout is over land, and when over the seas, severe sea foam events are the consequence. With that in mind, consider this headline from last week from many sources, quote, five experienced surfers die as avalanche of seafoam strikes Dutch coast. Question, have you ever heard of anything like this before? Neither has anyone else. The ongoing war that the human race is waging against nature is indeed a war against ourselves. We find ourselves in this dark place not just because of the criminally insane that crave ultimate power and control, but because populations all over the globe have actively or passively participated in putting or allowing the criminally insane to gain such positions of power over them. Unless or until larger percentages of the population summon their honor, their courage, and their sense of duty to the whole, we will collectively continue to spiral over the edge of the abyss. We collectively face a tidal wave of insanity. Yet nearly 2,000 years ago, the Stoic philosopher Marcus Aurelius advised this, quote, be like the rock that endures the crashing of the waves, yet stands unmoved against the raging of the sea. All are needed to join the front lines of the battle to fully expose the insanity and turn the tide. We must connect and communicate with others in our region who are also awake and aware, exchange credible data, organize town hall meetings. Credible and compelling printed materials are exponentially more effective at waking others than verbal communications only. Check the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our printed material, which we make available for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. Also, on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org, check the activist suggestions link for additional detailed instructions on how to help in this all-important battle for the greater good. The sand in the hourglass is rapidly running out. We, each of us, all of us, must make every day count in this most critical effort to wake and mobilize the masses against the gathering storm. Make your voice heard. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigginton with geoengineeringwatch.org.